Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 93 for Thursday, October 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Thursday morning as mounting weather concerns in parts of the prairies provided support. Canola is steady to up $1.20, the November contract up $1 at $468 per ton. Snowfall in some areas of Western Canada and rain in others has caused further delays to the final stages of harvest. Colder temperatures are also in the forecast, that's heightening the possibility of crop damage. Advances in Chicago soy oil and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar were also supportive. However, Chicago soybeans are down in early activity, and that did put some pressure on canola values. Ideas that canola supplies will still be large overall, despite the latest weather concerns, also serve to temper the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower. Soybeans, they're down 2 to 4 cents, the November contract down 2 at $9.55 per bushel. Ongoing harvest pressure remained the major bearish influence in beans, especially as yield reports continued to beat expectations. However, solid export demand provided support. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at nearly 2.2 million tons. That would be the best weekly showing in over a year. Soy oil and soy meal sales, though, were relatively soft, and that weighed somewhat on prices. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.46 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales came in at about 2.1 million tons. That was ahead of trade expectations, but the good yield reports and relatively favorable weather conditions for the U.S. harvest kept the short-term path of least resistance pointed lower. For wheat, prices are mixed, up 5 cents to down 4. The December contract in Chicago, it's down a penny at $4.04 per bushel, but the Minneapolis futures continue to post solid gains. Minneapolis spring wheat remains pointed higher on the back of quality issues with the Canadian and U.S. crops. However, ample world supplies of lower quality wheat is weighing on values overall. Weekly U.S. wheat sales of 377,000 tons were in line with expectations, but still soft overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.